and on dveikus ala dveikus, right? Shneema va'ashrei ashrei tivcha utukarev. Happy are those who are chosen and who come close. Obviously, come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Are chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu and come close to Him.
Who's am I chosen? I'm chosen.
Yeah, with the chosen people.
I'm the chosen. So we're chosen.
Yeah, with the chosen people.
Chosen, but frozen.
Chosen. No, no, in Alaska now. Okay. Chabad chosen, frozen in Alaska? No. Okay. We're not chosen and frozen. We're chosen and alive. We're not frozen. We're not still going to stay where we are.
That's right.
Okay. So, the Tivcha v'tukarev. So, it means it's saying that Ashrei is used by Dveikus. Now, we get, again, remember, Ashrei is a Loshon Kolel. It's a Loshon which includes everything. So, now what, with regards to Dveikus, right, with coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kolel. And it's very simple. The whole tachlis of the Bria is to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
That closeness gives a person a feeling of shleimus. Why gives a person a feeling of shleimus? Because when you come close to something which is shalem, something which is complete, you yourself feel more complete. The closer you are, say you, if you're, even in normal life, you're with a person who has good midas, or a person who has bad midas, right?
Right.
If you're around a person who has bad midas, bad characteristics, right? What's going to happen to you? By nature, he's going to draw out of you your bad characteristics. Because he'll do things to you which, you know, will press your buttons, or do things to you which bring out those bad aspects of you. When you're with a person who's more shalem, is more complete, right?
Right.
Who'll bring out of you those aspects of you which are more complete. Or, even if they're not complete, you'll see his completion and you want to associate with him. That's very important. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah to litchaber et tzadikim. To come close. To come close to tzadikim. Why? So the Gemara says, v'davkuba. You should be davuk. This is the mitzvah here. You should be davuk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should cleanse to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says, hare, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Eish Ochla. He's a fire that consumes. How can you be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu? You'll be burnt, right?
Right.
How can you do that? It's too, you can't, right? You'll be fried alive, right?
No.
Okay, alright.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And also, you can't come too close to something in Ruchnius if you're not holding on that level. That was the chet of Nadav Avihu, right?
Wait, Aaron's sons, yeah.
Yeah, so now, the Gemara says, so how do you come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It says, by coming close to Talmidei Chachamim, coming close to rabbis, like rabbis or people, Torah people, right?
Yeah.
People who holy people, good people, tzaddikim. So how do you do that? So it says, so you thought you're going to learn by them. So yeah, of course you learn by them. And you do trade with them.
Trade
with them. Or you marry with tzaddikim, yeah. You do trade. I mean, you do. If you have two people to do trade with, you do trade with them. Right. Or the Gemara says, you marry your daughter to them.
If you're lucky.
You marry your daughter to them. That's like coming close to them. Either become your family or you become close to them, right?
Right.
So
Why would they marry?
No, you marry their daughters. Forget it. You marry their daughters, it says.
You marry their daughters?
Marry their daughters, it says. Marry their daughters.
You marry the Tzai stars?
Yeah, their daughters.
Right, of course. Well, it's good shiddah.
Yeah, it's good shiddah. Okay, right. All right. But you understand how it's working?
Yeah.
Right. So
that Tzai, for some reason, it brings you, makes you feel good. Makes you express yourself properly.
Yeah, because you see shleimus. What you see affects you. And the same
thing doesn't really make sense, though. That's not intuitive at all.
It does, because it's very intuitive. Because even in psychology, I'll tell you, explaining psychology.
Yeah.
In psychology, so they did an experiment. And okay. It's a Rambam. The mind is a Rambam. Psychology did an experiment. Who told me this? One of the students told me this. So they did an experiment that they brought people, students, into a room.
Okay.
And they were all reading newspapers. Everyone's reading newspapers in
the
library.
In the room?
Yeah, in the room. Yeah, no, it's a room. It was like a doctor's waiting place.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? And everyone's reading the newspaper or, you know, magazines or whatever. So he picked up magazines and started reading. Then all of a sudden, from one of the doors, started coming out smoke.
Okay.
Right? So, like, He's looking around all the people. And like, people put their newspapers down, look to the smoke, put the newspapers back up again. And like, this guy seeing the smoke coming out of the room. He's like looking at them and saying like, it's fire. Well, you know, like, and then he sees everyone's noticing it and just putting the newspapers. So he's like ignoring it. And like, most of the people, right, and the smoke was getting bigger. Most of the people in this test didn't do anything because no one was doing anything. They were influenced by all these people.
That's insane. Yeah, people are insane.
Right. It's not insane.
No,
the Rambam says, no, it's the Rambam, it's before Shin Chazal.
Yeah, but do you know all these studies real quick? But you know, with it's called the group effect. There's like people with people getting hurt in the street. You hear about that?
Yeah.
Women getting battered in the street. And they hear screams, but people are like, oh, if he's not running, then
yeah,
things like that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's also the group effect for, they tried it out, like the group effect in, you know, they try and say by religion it's the same thing, that people, or you know, all these like, whatever.
Krishna's.
Yeah. It has a group effect. Anyway, whatever.
So what does the Rambam say?
So the Rambam says, the person's influenced by environment. Why do you get a Rambam? Go to the Rambam. Hilchos Deis. Hilchos Deis. So the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav, sixth Perek, says as follows. Derech Briato Shel Adam. The way of the man's creation, who is normal, his teva, his normal instincts, Liot Nimshach, to be drawn into Bedeotav, into the thinkings, Ubamasav, and the actions, Acha after Re'av, his friends, V'chaveirav, and his friends, yeah. V'noheg, and he behaves, B'mineg Anshe Medinato, and he behaves like the people in his country. L'fikach, says Rambam, therefore, Tzarech Adam, a person, should be Litchaber, to connect, Letzadikim, to righteous, v'leshev etzla chachamim, and to sit by the wise men, talmid, always, k'day, in order, shilmad m'maaseim, that he'll learn from their actions, v'itrachek, and to be far away, min reshayim, from the reshayim, ha'ochim b'choshech, to go in darkness, k'day shelo yilmad m'maaseim, in order, not to learn from their actions. You see? So, the Rambam is saying that you are affected by the people. And he goes on, for Ken, and similarly, Im Hayah B'Medina, if he was in a place, Shemin Hagoteha, that their ways of behavior, Raim, are bad, Ve'en Ansheh Holchi B'Derech Yishara, and the peoples aren't going in a straight way, Yelech, he should go, Lemokum, Sha'anashab Tzadikim, the people are Tzadikim, V'noagim B'Derech Tovim, and they're knowing in the way of good people. V'im hayu kol hamadinot, all the countries, Shu Yodan, that he knows, V'shomer Shmuatan, he knows about them and he hears about them, Noagim B'Derech Lotzova, knowing in a bad way, Komoz Manenu, like in our times, or She'enu Yochol Elech Lemedina, he can't go to a place. Sheminagoteha tovim, but the minagim are good.
What was the first case?
Huh?
The first case.
That all the places are bad.
He right. Says like Bismano?
Yeah.
Is that? That's,
good.
Okay. So like nowhere is good.
Yeah. Kamor's money, like in our times.
I mean, there's nowhere good
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, like, that's in the times of the Rambam. It's Kol Shekein in our time. Right.
Or.
Right. Or
she'enu yochol elech. Time ago.
Yeah, but and the world was a much better world then. Or she'enu yochol elech lemedina sheminangoteh tovim. He can't go. B'pnei hagaisot.
That one's not even applicable though.
Right, because of it's he can't go because it's dangerous on the way or whatever.
That's not even applicable.
Yeah, so he says, what should you do? And this is applicable to us. This is what he's saying for us to do.
Okay.
Yoshev levado. Let him sit alone. Yechidi. By himself. Ki'inyan shenema. Yoshev badad v'yido. Let him sit alone and be quiet.
Do what?
And if, listen, and learn Torah. V'im hayu ra'im v'chata'im. They were evil and right. And she'ein minichim otzo lishev b'medina. They won't let him stay in his country. Ele im ken nit'arev imahen. He has to behave like them.
He does?
V'noeg minagan ra. And he has to know like their bad ways. Yet say Lamaro, let him go to the caves.
Wow.
And to the Ulamid Barot and to the what's it called? To the the, how you call it, the wildernesses.
Oh, I like that.
Va'al yanhig, right. Va'al yanhig atzmo. And not to custom himself, but derech chataim. And not to custom himself in ways of the chataim. Kinyin shenema, mi yitneni b'mid b'malon orchim. Who will give me the wilderness as a place for guests? So now, how does this apply in our time? In our time it applies, that's why we have Jewish areas. So you go to a nice frum area, you're living among frum people. Even if you have to go to work, you don't. That's not your social life. Your social life is when you and your children, your wife, they grow up in a Jewish area, a nice area. That's why we have Jewish areas, so that we can live within Golos, right? Wherever yes. Golos is, even Eretz Yisrael is Golos. We can live in a ghetto or a place, right?
Yes.
Where we amongst good people, we have our own shuls, we have our own, you know, people who are friends with. They're all, you know, from and nice people, and that's why we live in from communities. You understand? Okay? Okay. Va'al emuna.
Emuna.
Ala emuna. On emuna. Shenema. Ashrei Adam. Happy is the person. Oz lo bach. Whose strength, right, is in you. Ay, he's ne'ema. He believes in you. His strength is in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam ne'ema. Ala monea atzmo min ha'raim. Who separates himself or refrains himself from the bad. Shenema. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzat rishayim. Doesn't go in the ways of the rishayim. Okay. So these are two things actually. So we have to explain both of them. Why emuna? Emuna is also, if a person's oz lo bach, his strength, he gains his strength from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what emuna is. That when you have a weakness, right, you're worried about something, concerned about something, there's difficulties in life, and you're going to gain your strength from him, from belief in him that he's going to help you through, he's going to take you through. Or these, what he's giving to you, you can get through them.
Right.
And you regain your strength from him. That's Ashrei. That'll give you a calmness in whatever state you are in life, because you feel there's someone holding you through this. You know, there's a nice, I don't know, I think this is from Rav Kook. There's a nice little story, an analogy brought, that, I think it's also Chazal, by Amalek, it's brought this analogy. But Rav Kook says it in an easier analogy. He says about, that the son was complaining to the father and saying, you know, he said, Dad, you promised me whenever there will be difficulties, you would be by my side. And like you see in the sand, that there's two footsteps. And at the time of the difficulties, you only see like one footsteps in the sand. Yeah? So he says, look, at those times of my difficulty, there's only one set of footsteps. You left me, you weren't around. Where were you? So the father returns to the son, says, those were the times that I held you in my hands. That's why there's only one footsteps. That's the emunah, the oz lo bach, Kodesh Baruch Hu is our strength. We get our strength from him.
Right?
When we realize that he's our strength, and in all difficult times we can regain, we can rejuvenate from him, then we have a tranquility of mind that wherever we are, we can, you know, we can rejuvenate, we can rebuild, we can, good will come. You understand?
Right.
Let's go. So he goes the next one.
Shia Chabura. Okay. Azanemar.
Okay, it's the next one. The next one, it says, Ashrei, which we just now read,
right.
About bimoneh min harayim, separating yourself from ra.
Right?
Yeah. So you won't be even going in the way, in the eitzes, the, how you say the eitzes?
The
advice of the wicked. I mean, what do you mean you won't have any connection with them?
Right.
Now, why is that a concept of Ashrei, of completion? Because if there's no even
connection to
ra, right, that means Ra brings a person to Daga.
You're in the woods all alone. Your eyes are glowing.
Yeah. If there's no connection to evil, to bad, right? So all you see is positive, and there's no like, there's no it aravut. There's no like, you know, there's no like negation. There's no like negativities in your life. That gives you a calmness. A person, you should know, a person. Most of the person's that charotas is regrets for averas. If a person just did good things, he wouldn't have any regrets in life. It would be a complete calmness of personality.
Right.
Most of our worries come from because we do averas. And the averas causes us regret.
Not always. Not once you have a family, all these things happen. It's not because of averas.
It can be also. Can be also. I want to tell you something. Honestly,
yeah.
A person wouldn't have any problems with his children if he didn't have any problems with his wife.
No way.
Yeah.
Can't be.
Yeah. Chazal say, if a person is, says, a person wants a school for Talmid Chachamim, is near Shabbos. Why near Shabbos?
Wait, you want a segula?
It's like a
hint. A remnant.
Not a hint. A segula is a segula. Not a segula. It's a person who has who wants Shalom Bayis should be mahadeh in near Shabbos. Why? So, because near Shabbos is Shalom
Bayis.
Near Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. Why? So Chazal explained. Shelo yikashel be'etzim va'avonim. He wouldn't stumble. He wouldn't stumble. If you have, so he says, what do you have a ner, what ner do you use? You ner olive oil. Why olive oil? Gemara says, olive oil is very tzalul. It's very clear. What do you mean very clear? It doesn't flicker. It's very clear. So when something is a very clear and bright light,
yeah,
it's stable. There's stability. You see everything clearly. There's a stability. Stability and tranquility, right, in the house, create stability and tranquility with children. It's a house that a child wants to be in. It's a house that a child wants to associate with.
Right.
So if the parents are associating with Torah and mitzvahs, and the child's in this tranquil and pleasant house, the child loves his parents by nature, he'll want to be that way. He'll want to be like his parents. And if the parents respect Talmid Chachamim, the child will respect Talmid Chachamim. If the parents, whatever the parents are, the child want to be, because that for him represents, you know, like calmness and beauty and, you know, the niceness of being home. Children love being at home. They want to recreate their home if the home's nice. If not, children want to get out of home.
Right.
V'alzeh ne'emah ashrei yoladato. Happy is the person, people who gave birth to him. Bestam, to Rabbi Yeshua here.
Oh, right.
Okay. Bestam, it says Bestam. Kloma, in other words, Sha'aya Mu'usha, he was happy. B'chol Hamidos HaMu'usharot, i.e. all these things we mentioned above. Gadol B'chochma, he was big in wisdom. Umitkaven L'Shem, and he had intention for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol Inyanav, in all of his doings. U'b'chol Midotav, and in all of his midas, his characteristics, i.e. all those things we mentioned above, which is Ashrei, was kolel in him.
All of them?
Yeah. Now, yeah, that's what
a man.
Yeah, he's a big person. Now, there's an interesting Rav here, if I remember correctly, the Rav, the Batanura, says something. Oh, let's see Rashi. Rashi brings it here. Look at Rashi.
Okay. Which one?
Okay, it says here. The Rashi here. Yeah, it says. Lefi, what it says here? Lefi, read. Why is it Ashrei Yoladato?
Wait, no, it's Ashrei Shaya Baki, that's right.
Yeah. This is in the middle here. Lefi. Because She'imo, his mother, Gamalo, caused him, She'echachem, that he'd be wise. How she caused him to be wise. She'kol Hayamim, all the days, She'ibrato, that she was pregnant with him, Imo. Haita, Machzeret, she would go b'chol yom, every day, al kol batim midrashot, to all the yeshivas, shahayu be'ir, in the city, all the places of learning in the city, v'omeret lehem, and tell them, b'vakasha minchem, please, bakshu rachamim, ask for mercy, al ha'uba hazeh, on this child that I'm holding, she'echacham, that he'll be a wise man. The Gemara Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi says this. Now I think there's a Rav, the Rav, in the Perush Mishnah. He says that she would take him to the Bat Midrashas, and they would learn, that he would hear the learning of the Torah. Why was he there? And when he was a little child, he would take the cradle in and he would learn here. So you see what the hashpa, the influence, the Torah, just hearing Torah of an Uber is. You know, Rav Orlovich told me, I think he said, there was a woman who was listening to sort of like boom, boom, boom music, right? And he told me, like, you know, I don't know if he told it can affect the child, but he said, you know, it's not a good thing to listen to that. So he said, and when the child came out, the child was a boom, boom, boom child. He was like, you know, what was like, it can affect you. Chazal say, what a mother eats, sleeps, yes, it can affect. It can affect. So why Ashrei Yolanda? Because she caused this to have, for him to be Mu'usha, to be Shalem. Because since in the whole pregnancy, he was put into an environment of Shlemus and the Hashpa, the influence of Torah on him. Right? And obviously if that was in pregnancy and that was in birth, Kol Shekein, and if it is, you know, under Sograyim, the time, Chazal say that the child is very dependent on the connection of a husband and wife. When there's ava, when there's love between husband and wife, so the child will be beautiful and wise. And when there isn't, when there's disconnection, so they are opposites.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. And Chazal say even worse than that. Chazal say there's a concept of teisha midas. There's like nine types of connections, which are really disconnections. But that sort of disconnection to your wife will cause you to have not good children.
Where does it say this?
Gemara Nedarim.
Wow.